Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We're going to actually wrap up this effective goal setting. I know that there's a lot of little stories that I have, but I'm hoping that this is all starting to make sense of how you can really start creating effective objectives. But they're completely worthless if they just sit on paper, right? And so we're going to get into that as soon as I go through some obligatory stuff and tell you the things that are important. As you know, the show is sponsored by MobiusStripPress.com, but it is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org and RepublicReview.org. Most people kind of, I'm going to go on a little tangent or a little aside on Mobius Strip Press. A lot of people don't know what a Mobius strip is, and so I will just take a second and kind of explain to you that a Mobius strip is a mathematical formula kind of for infinity. The mathematician, a German mathematician by the name of Mobius, was the one that came up with this formula. And to quantify that formula into a real tangible thing, if you took a piece of ribbon, ribbon tape, you know, maybe 1 inch, 2 inch wide ribbon or what have you, and you cut off a few feet of it, and then you put 1/2 twist in the ribbon, and then you tape the ends together, and you put your pin on that ribbon and just pull the ribbon along, you will end up writing on both sides of the ribbon. And so it literally becomes an infinite a continuum of a relative surface. A Mobius strip is a continuum of a relative surface. Mobius strip press is a continuum of a relative narrative. In writing something on a strip, we're actually continuing that same narrative. And that narrative goes all the way back to the beginning of the importance of being a free people with liberty and sovereignty. And so I get into all of that in my first book. So you may find it interesting if you go pick up my first book from MobiusStripPress.com and give it a read. I've mentioned this before. It's not an easy read. It was written more at a college level, and as you can tell, I'm a pretty simple-minded person, but I can't seem to articulate my simple-minded thoughts into a book, and people go, "Well, it's kind of difficult to read." It's not as difficult as the Bible. It's not. And secondly, I've actually had a couple of reviews where people have come back and said, "No, I don't think that this was difficult to read." There's, you know, some grammatical errors, but every book has that. But anyway, I've been compared to Friedrich Hayek, as far as that book goes. I've also been compared to Mark Levin by some writers and reviewers. So anyway, but I don't think so. I think Mark Levin he's mastered the concept of being able to write down to a much broader audience. And so maybe someday I'll do that, and maybe I'll master that, and maybe I'll make a goal in doing that. But until then, it is a very good book that gives you, I think, a macro view of the history of liberty and how this nation came to be and the importance of preserving it and why we all have the responsibility within our birthrights as citizens of this great republic in preserving it and saving it before we lose it. Anyway, as you know, you're listening to the only show that is dedicated to giving you the information necessary so that we can save and preserve our constitutional republic. There's no other show on the air at all that is providing the very precise and concise solution necessary in doing this. And so In also saying that, I also want to kind of add to, and I say this every once in a while, but now's a great time. This show is dedicated in supporting state legislators who are willing to commit to protecting their citizens from federal tyranny. Excuse me. So what does that mean? That means that I'm not really, focused on Congress. I'm not focused on the federal elections. You know, that's literally damage control. We need to get as conservative as we possibly can, but that's a tall order to get there. We have a much better likelihood of getting a good guy down the street to run for state legislator, state senator, and get them to start leading. So a part of this dedication to the state legislators, we're also dedicating, this show to grassroots leaders. I'm hoping that we might actually be able to start getting party leaders, whether they be county chairs or state chairs, to dial in and have conversations with us and you to talk about the importance of committing the party on the Constitution and demanding compliance of their political candidates, those who win, making sure that they put their feet to the fire. You know, it's just like goals. You know, unless you put your feet to the fire on the goals, you're not going to get there, right? Well, that's what they need to do as well, is they need to hold their public servants accountable. And why is it that they need to do it? Because how many people, everybody complains about the problem of political servants not doing what they're supposed to do, but everybody just constantly votes down the party line. And so they need to start literally staying attuned with, if the party is doing their job, then the party will start purging these people and kicking them out. And we'll talk about this, and I've talked about this before, how a party should be able to, I use the term excommunicate, but be able to ban them from the party and literally remove them from being able to put their party label on or next to their name when they're running for office. So the party has to get far more active in the in the community and in the neighborhoods, the counties, across the state, so that everybody understands precisely, why they shouldn't be voting for this guy who claims to be a part of the party anymore, and they need to vote for this new person that is committed to compliance so that you don't have to complain. There is a huge blind trust in this nation on the party system. The problem is that the party system has been failing us. And there are places like Wyoming and other red states that I believe the party is starting to wake up and they're going, you know what? We've got it all wrong. We have to be far more proactive. And I believe that they will start earning that blind trust that you are giving them. And that's how we've got to do this. You've got to get involved. And that's why I keep on saying there's not enough time in the day for all the things you need to do to get involved in, right? And so one of the things that will help you, at least hopefully motivate you in getting involved in this process, is that presentation that I have. Go to my Reclaiming the Republic .org webpage and go to the Take Action link. It's on the right. I got the buttons on the right. Just click on the Take Action, and just down below, you'll actually see, if you scroll down a ways, you'll find the YouTube video. Click on that link. It'll take you to YouTube. Watch the first 30 minutes. Listen to me give you an academic argument in why we have to initiate an audit against the federal government on the Constitution, and how this needs to move into a full-blown review by the states, which is called Republic Review. So with that, if you watch that video, then I truly believe that you can get involved, and you can either start, I think you'll find the motivation you need this year to start getting active in the party, start getting active in contributing and, helping. And if the contributions are, financial, then that's great. You can hit us up on our crowdfunding on GoFundMe and just look for the Reclaiming the Republic campaign, or if you go to reclaimingtherepublic.org, right there on the homepage, we have a link to our GoFundMe campaign. Just click on that and throw us some love. We're only looking for money to cover the cost of the work. We're not looking to pay people any type of salaries, okay? That's not what we're about. We're just trying to get work done and get things going. And if you have a little faith in us, and I think you should, because there's nobody else out there that's puffing their chest out. And we're you can't find a more humble crew. In all sorts of ways, we're humble. But we're not about puffing our chest out. But we are about very adamantly asserting that we, literally, those of us that are on this team, we are, you know, committed to the only solution, and nobody has been able to refute this solution. Nobody. You can't. As a matter of fact, when it really comes down to it, if they tell you that what you're doing is wrong, this is just, you know, all made up, it's contrived, then they have no clue with what they're saying, because the origins of this and this whole concept that I came up with was, you know, it kind of, it's irony, but this is exactly what Jefferson stated in his state on, or the notes on the state of Virginia, as well as what he did in 1798. Anyway, I'm obviously trying to get a lot of stuff done and said, because I'm coming up on a hard break and I want to wrap up these objectives before I get into anything else. So before the music comes on, and I'm a little late on that, we will be right back with the wrap up on how to set effective goals. And that way you can actually be successful. I am telling you that if you take the time, if you take the effort and time in writing effective goals, you need to be, you know, at least making use of the time you spent. So we'll be right back after this.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
And I keep on forgetting, I've actually been scheduled to be on Patriot Soapbox from 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific time, and that would be, 6 to 8 p.m. on East Coast time. So if you follow the channel on YouTube, the Patriot Soapbox, then you definitely want to tune in. You can actually pipe in. You can either chat or call or what have you. But anyway, we're going to be talking about Republic Review. We're going to be talking about Trump and what's going on. And I might as well say this now. I'm going to come back either tomorrow or on Monday. I will be coming up in a future show. Let me just say it that way, because then it's not time bound. I'm going to come up on a future show with the campaign promises, all 228 of them, that we can kind of go through to say, well, as Trump, you know, how close is he to meeting and, you know, and making all of his campaign promises? He promised a lot. And so, you know, if you believe that it's important that, you know, when people say, I'm going to do this for you and do this for you and do this for you, if we hold their feet to the fire, did they do that? How close is he to completing that? And based on the job he's doing and everything else, do we want to keep him? Of course, I couldn't fathom having a Democrat, you know, take over, because they would just literally undo and destroy us. We're that close to being destroyed, my friends. And that's why it's really important that I'm hoping that you can set some good objectives in getting involved. I mean, I'm trying to help you with your job. I'm trying to help you with your marriage and every facet of your life. And hopefully a part of that is becoming active in your community, getting informed and getting involved, and that you maybe be able to set some objectives for yourself in getting active. And so let's get into that. Now that you've created, you know, from your ultimate goal, and you've been able to identify the strategic goals you need to make that ultimate goal, and now you've worked out the tactical goals and what you need to do to obtaining those strategic goals, working towards the ultimate goals. And you've written all of these things down, and you've basically, you know, made each of your goals or your objectives SMART, based on the Peter Drucker standard of SMART, which is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Then you have to execute. You've written all of these things down. You've got it either in a spreadsheet, in a document. However, you've literally gone to a great length in creating and organizing your goals. Congratulations. However, if that's all you're going to do this year, then you will fail. So what you need to do is you need to actually print these things out, and you need to visualize these things. Let me give you a few cliches, and then from there, I will kind of explain the necessity of what you have to do to actually make these things happen. First of all, if you understand trying to make, you know, an ultimate goal or even a strategic goal, those are kind of, you know, long range. One of my favorite cliches I got from my mother was, inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yard by yard, life is hard. That's why you want to focus on the tactical goals that will help you achieve those long range goals. Another cheesy cliche is, seeing is believing. So focus is the act of seeing, and persistence is the act of believing. That's one of GR's cheesy cliches, right? Seeing is believing. So focusing is the act of seeing, and persistence is the act of believing. You got that? Seeing is believing. Focus is the act of seeing. So you got to, you know, maintain focus on what you're doing here. And then persistence is the act of believing. The last cheesy cliche I'm going to throw at you is, the one thing that separates the chumps from the trumps is focus and persistence. Okay. If you don't want to be a chump, because if you look at Donald Trump's life, you sure he had a lot of money given to him at the very beginning. But if, you know, how many people, as a matter of fact, you can just statistically look at this. How many people have received lottery money, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and taken it all in the lump sum and then gone broke? It's the same thing with professional athletes and so forth. There are very few people that were blessed with an opportunity of being able to receive lots of money and making something out of it because they didn't have the focus and the persistence. And so your hat's got to go off to Trump for being where he is today and being the success and all the successes that he has had. And it has all come from the fact that he has maintained tenacious focus and tenacious persistence in obtaining his goals and objectives. He's made a lot of personal sacrifices, but as you start climbing the ladder, some of those sacrifices come harder and a lot of them come easier. Once you start climbing that ladder, and I'm telling you, once you start getting on the road to success, you will become, you know, thirsty for more and more, and you'll actually become, there's not a really good word for it, but you will become insatiable in trying to continually expand your capabilities by expanding your goals and objectives in every facet. And that's a whole difference. And I don't know, again, as I started this off, I don't know why the education system doesn't teach people how to set, you know, really good goals and objectives, other than the fact that they don't care if you're successful. They only care how you behave. They want to make sure that you're a good dependent on government. They indoctrinate you to believe that they are the solution, and that's all you need to know. If they make you successful, then you will no longer be dependent on government. That is why you need to start convincing your children that what the teachers are teaching you outside of the fundamental education process that they should be engaged in, all of these things in the social realm and everything else is actually to their detriment. That's why I've really, this last month in December, I was really hot and heavy and focused on education, and I still am. We need, and I want to come up with, sometime this year, I actually want to start writing a anti-indoctrination type of curriculum and or, you know, training and conversation material so that you as parents can literally sit down with your children and actually, you know, come to terms with the fact that those teachers that they're sitting in these classrooms with are the enemy of their family, and they're doing everything they can to undermine our society. And I know that that seems like a really tall order, that you can't just broad brush all teachers, but that is the reality of the education system. There may be outlier teachers out there, but that's all they are outliers. The curriculum itself is designed to succeed. That's why we have the, you know, the shining stars of success. When you walk down the street and talk to anybody about politics, geography, or anything, America is dumb. And we've been dumbed down because of our education system. So now let me get into how to become very effective in setting these goals and focusing on these goals. Seeing is believing, and persistence, right? Focus is the act of seeing, and persistence is the act of believing. So what you have to do is you have to print these goals out, each of them. You have to identify and break them all down, and they have to be visual. You can't just write them down and put them in the computer or put them in a folder and say, okay, I'll look at this in 2 weeks, because the chances are you won't. The chances are the next time you look at these will be at the end of the year when you go, oh, shoot, I got to do my goals, or I've got these goals, and then you've completely failed. The only way that you'll actually be able to focus on these goals is because you see them and they remind you. So how is it that you can be successfully seeing your goals and, you know, be able to, you know, trigger yourself? Oh, I've got to get this done. I've got to do this. Some things are actually easy because once you enroll in school, you got to be there or you've just wasted money. So those types of goals are really easy. But in the personal development and these other things of, you know, learning on your own, when you have to actually make the effort in picking up skills or doing something, then all of a sudden that's where the rubber hits the road, right? So printing these things out and putting them everywhere is critical. So where is it that you go every day that you would want to put your goals so that you would see them and not ignore them? And, you know, the best place, I will tell you, is places like your refrigerator, your bathroom mirror. One of the things that I learned from my father was that he actually used to put his reminder. He had, you know, he was a driven man. And he put reminders around the house of things that, you know, he needed to, you know, always remember. And one place that he had a sign, it was right over his, you know, his side of the bed on the ceiling. He had a sign that says, "Today I will operate at 212 degrees Fahrenheit." And what is significant about that? That's the point of boiling water. And because over 90% of the human body is water, he, you know, basically thinks that if you're operating at the 212 degrees, because water can't get above that, right? Water caps out at 212 degrees. And so what he's basically stating is today he's going to operate at optimum potential because that is the optimum potential of water. And so that was his little reminder that he was going to be firing on all cylinders or working in optimum potential. And so let me come back and give you some more ideas on how you can be successful once you've written these things down in implementing them, because this is the critical part, folks. This is how the path to success.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organization and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so where was I? I'm basically giving you the ideas that you need or the information that you need and how you can strategically place your goals in your life so that you see them on a regular basis. Because remember, the focus is the act of seeing. And so for you to be focusing on them, you actually have to see them so that you can remind yourself to go, oh, yes. So the visual reminders are critical. You have to do this. So you have to basically write out your goals. And if you want to make a headline for your goal so that you just say, you know, so like I said, education is easy, but maybe skill development is something like you want to get away from using the hammer and using the air gun. And I'm just using that as a metaphor, so that all you've got to do is take a picture of an air gun or print one out, take it out of a magazine or something of whatever it is that you want to do, and put those pictures on your mirror so that when you go to, you know, look at your ugly mug like mine in the morning and you, you know, do your daily hygiene and that type of stuff, you see that and you're telling yourself, okay, I want to do this. I really need to do this. And I'm going to make sure that I take the time today in doing that. Some of these things, and hopefully a part of your setting aside this time for setting up goals is for your health. I didn't state health, but obviously health is one of those things. Do you need to exercise? Is that something that you want in your regime for the year? Then you need to make sure that you have that goal. The same thing like maybe you want to read scriptures on a daily basis. All of these self-improvement types of things that you want to do, you write those down as a tangible goal, as an objective that you want to do daily exercises, daily scripture reading. So you have to do them. Well, you have to remind yourself to do them, or it's easy to forget, especially the first 30 days. So I'm going to tell you a secret. If you can successfully do something for 30 days, you have just, you're almost in habit form. Once you get beyond that 30-day threshold, you are almost in habit form. And, you know, as you plug along by 90 days and 120 days right in there, if you are successful in doing something every day, you have created a habit. And that is the best space to be in, because now all of a sudden you don't need the reminders. It is just a habit, like taking out the trash. I mean, you know, when you're forced to do something because of a hard schedule and you're paying for the service or what have you, what's worse than actually, you know, paying for something you weren't able to use? And there's no way you're going to get that money back from the garbage man. So bottom line is you actually have to create a habit of this, but it is in your best interest to have this habit, right? In other words, if you want to be successful, if you want to be healthy, you have to do these things. Nobody's going to do it for you. And it's just wrong that we put, you know, we put this burden on society to say, oh, well, I've got free health care, so I am just, you know, I don't have to worry about my health. They're just going to patch me up. Wrong, because down the road, they're going to start creating death panels. That is the direction of free health care, because they get people start gaming the system. The tragedy of the commons will start to occur, and they will actually realize that, well, we can't do everything for everybody, so some people are going to have to go. And so you can't allow that to happen. You have to make yourself healthy. You have to make yourself, you know, spiritually healthy. You have to become self-sufficient. And the only way you can become self-sufficient is by, you know, taking control of all of these little things in your life that you absolutely have to be self-sufficient. In other words, being healthy, you know, eating good food, stop eating junk. And so, you know, the best way to stop eating junk is to stop buying it. Then you'll actually consume a lot less junk, right? If the only thing in your house is good, healthy stuff, then next thing you know, practically the only thing you're going to be eating is good, healthy stuff. And you have to force yourself not to eat out and live off of the standards that you're setting for yourself. So anyway, let me continue on. So you want to start creating these visuals, but you want to start strategically putting them in places that you will actually be able to see and think about, focus on, so that you can become persistent in acting, right? Okay, so that you are actually doing it. And as you start doing it, you are going to start seeing the improvements. You're going to start seeing the development of skills, your health, you know, your loss of weight, those types of things that you'll actually, there'll be tangible results from what you are doing. So I've already mentioned the fridge, right? I've already mentioned the bathroom mirror. Where else is a place that you go, you look, and your eyes hit these things all the time? Well, in your cube, right there on your monitor, around your monitor. Make your screensaver, or make your wallpaper on your desktop. Those things, make a collage of the things you need to focus on. Take the time to, you know, create some image editor that you can create a big JPEG of all the things that you need to focus on that year. And there you go. You now have created a workspace that's going to constantly remind you on the things you need to focus on. The only problem is that you usually cover up that workspace with your emails and your documents, and next thing you know, you're no longer seeing those things. But hopefully, the better you get at reminding yourself that you've got to get those things done and making sure that you set the time to do those things, because nobody's going to do it for you, right? Nobody's going to lose weight for you. Nobody is going to get good sleep, get healthy, and exercise for you. So, another place that you can also put your little reminders and those types of things is in other places that you go and look on a daily basis. And one of the, I think a brilliant place is your rear view mirror. How many times do you look in your rear view mirror when you're driving along? There are ways, and as a matter of fact, I remember my father used to actually tape, you know, what he wanted to focus on his rearview mirror, or just dangling. He had it dangle from the rearview mirror so he would see that. And so that's another brilliant spot. But you're going to start realizing that, oh, there's doors. You know, I go through doors all the time. And if I put it right there on my door, my office door, I will be able to see that and I'll be able to focus a little better and focus on it more. And what you need to do is you need to manage these images and these reminders so that, you know, as you start, you know, focusing on certain goals, you don't want to starve other goals. So start rotating them around. If you find yourself starving particular goals like attributes, improving your productivity, improving your versatility, willingness, teamwork, communication, those types of things, then you need to start moving these goals around so that you're focused. And you're going to find out what those things are, because I'm going to tell you, even though you put them in your bathroom and on your kitchen, if this is a work-related goal, your kitchen refrigerator or what have you, if this is a work-related goal, there's a good chance that you'll forget about those types of things. So you want to have the visual goals in the relevant spaces where those goals are relevant. So maybe you on the kitchen, you know, refrigerator and, you know, around the kitchen, around the bathroom, you want to put your healthy things, your late weight loss stuff, you know, your family things, the scriptures, the things that you're going to actually do and perform in that space. You need to start categorizing what spaces you're using for reminding yourself. You will become a machine in success motivation if you can successfully attune yourself and your environment in your car or what have you, at work, at school, wherever it is, you can become a machine in success if you can successfully create the reminders and the motivation in getting your goals done. Because again, like I said, inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yard by yard, life is hard. You just can't get that four-year degree in one day. It takes 4 years. That's a lot of days. That's over 1,000 days. So what you also need to start doing is not only visualizing these, but you need to, on a regular basis, and you need to schedule this, you need to actually pull up and look at and document where you are and what you are doing to dynamically ensure that every single one of your goals is a relevant goal to the day. Because again, remember I told you that the dynamics may come along. Dynamics may come and upset some of your goals. You may be moved off of a program, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you lose your job. Now you need to get another job because not at your fault, but because the company went bankrupt. Your builder, you know, went to jail and nobody can work. Whatever the excuse, experience is, you have to be able to live with the dynamics. And so you need to review these things. Are they still relevant? What do you need to change? What do you need to do? You need to be immersed in your success management, because if you don't manage your success, it won't get done. Nobody is going to do it for you. And so I hope this all helped. And so when we come back, we're going to try to talk about how maybe you might be able to use some of these goals for helping us save our Constitution and Republic. So we'll be right back after this.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. All right, so now comes the interesting conversation and or the dialogue that I believe is, you know, because this whole process is a dialogue or conversation that you need to have with yourself. So I'm not one to necessarily tell you how to have this conversation with yourself. I'm just here to tell you that you need to have a long-running conversation. And by the way, as you know, when people see people talking to themselves, they kind of think you're crazy, but don't worry about that. What's more important is getting things done and being successful. Now, if you don't have a particular objective or goal and how you can contribute, how you can be involved, some of the things you may need to do is you may need to start reading. You may need to read and understand some of the founding documents. If you listen to the show, I go through these. Read these things for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Who knows? I might be putting a lot of artistic license in the things that I'm saying. And, you know, we all have to read these things for ourselves. We have to come to the knowledge that, wow, really? We should be doing these things? How come I didn't know this? How come I wasn't taught this? Those types of conversations have to go down. You have to actually do things for yourself. Do not allow anyone to tell you and just accept whatever they tell you as carte blanche, face value. That's the gospel truth. People take advantage of people all the time. We have to actually understand and learn for ourselves. If we do not do that, we have done ourselves a huge disservice. So some of the goals, like I said, maybe actually learning and getting informed. Once you start getting informed, I believe you'll become more and more motivated. As I started learning about the evil in the world and how evil some of that evil really was, I mean, yeah, sure, we understand there's evil there. But when you understand the magnitude, like the live organ harvesting, abortion, and all of these things that are just becoming a norm in society and nobody is saying a thing about it, it's about time the real hero starts stepping up. And that should be you. Anybody and everybody that has a birthright as a citizen in this republic should become and should be a real hero. We can do this. We not only can, we should. We're obligated. We have an obligation in doing everything we can in arresting, interposing, and stopping the progress of this evil. Those are Madison's words. So as you start getting informed, then you need to start actually realizing, because it's not going to take you long. This isn't rocket science. Read the Federalist Papers. I would tell you to read the ratification debates, but that could be one of your more of a strategic goal, because that's thousands of pages. What I am telling you is, as you understand how far we have slid from the truth and what the truth really is, you will literally gravitate towards Republic Review and supporting this cause. There is no doubt in my mind that the only way we can actually take control of our destiny once again as a people is by actually asserting our sovereignty and getting the states to assert its sovereignty, because it is only the states that has the power to shut down the federal government. The only way the people can do it is via a revolt, and we do not need to do that. It takes too much effort, too many people, it costs too many lives. It's not worth it. The good Lord gave us this Constitution in a compact form, and he gave the power to the states. Let's use what the Lord has given us. Let's use these things to our advantage. So some things that, like I said, I mentioned this before, some of the fight takes money. As I said in previous shows, what is the value of your retirement? What is the value of your savings if all of a sudden everything collapses and the government takes it, or you lose pennies on your dollar because of the crash and because of the outcome of the nefarious deeds that these politicians are doing? Your money and your wealth and your empire that you have built becomes nothing that quick unless we actually use it in helping preserve. So I'm going to tell you, I myself have lobbied in tens of thousands, and not one of those pennies has gone to me having a vacation. Not one of those pennies that I've lobbied into this has done anything in making me a richer man. What it has done is it's helped other people come to remember, I got this premise, right? Reasonable people equally informed seldom disagree. And so the whole point in writing my books and getting those things out is getting people equally informed. Most people who read my book, I've yet to have a person read my book and come back and say, I completely wholesale disagree with everything you've written here. And I would say, okay, so I understand that you're a communist and you embrace communism. I get it. Okay. To each his own. I'm a fighter and an advocate for liberty. In this particular case, my friends, if you start getting involved, you start reading and you start getting smart with the little time that you have, because we don't have a lot of time. Time is finite. It is a finite resource. And if we do not do something soon, we stand to lose all that we have. Our paradigms will be shifted, and you're not going to like the new world. You're not going to like the new world order. And so if you want to preserve your liberties and sovereignty, we have to get involved. So setting aside some money, Start investing your time. It's maybe one meeting a month, maybe one meeting a week that you have to go to a particular organization that you have an affinity for. Start going. Start getting those people in that patriotic organization informed about the audit and Republic Review. Be the leader and stand up and say, hey, have you heard of this concept of auditing and Republic Review? I give you my links. Have them watch that video. Have them go through, present it, do what I do and present this argument and say, hey, all we've got to do is reach out to GR and he will talk to us. We'll do a Skype. I will actually do an online presentation and a meet and greet and that type of thing. You don't have to pay for me to come out to see you. Let's do this on the cheap. Let's start meeting and working together. Set aside a goal to have a meeting. Set aside create a goal of having regular meetings, not just one, but regular. Be bold in some of your assertions and what you need to do or in your objectives. Make sure that you can do these things, that you don't fail, but more importantly, try to push yourself to the limits, because the harder you work, the more you will, the more fruit you will gain from the experience, the more you're going to gain out of this. And so it's just like no pain, no gain. In the Marine Corps, we have a term or we have a metaphor that basically is the harder you sweat in training, the less you bleed in battle. Let's start sweating. Let's start training. Let's start getting informed so that we can start getting involved. And it all starts with getting informed. So have objectives in getting informed on these founding documents. Have you ever read the Constitution? Make sure that you do that and set aside Constitution Day for actually reading the Constitution, and set aside the 4th of July for reading the Declaration of Independence, the entire thing. Do those things and you will become, within a short period of time, a subject matter expert. Because like I said, this is not rocket science. Once you've read these things, the message is very consistent. It is a hard, fast, limited government that's reliant upon the states to delegate its powers. It's that easy. It's not like, oh, well, there's this constitutional law maze that, you know, only lawyers can navigate. That's crap. The lawyers have created that to keep you out. Do not let them set the narrative in the stage. Don't let the progressives steal our liberties. Don't let them steal our sovereignty. There's nothing more precious. That's why I started into the year by reading that paragraph, or actually it's called the Essay on Property. There is no more precious property that you possess than your own ideas and dreams. You and I need to start working together. And I hope that it is your goal, it is your objective this year to actually start working with us. I hope it is your objective this year to start getting active and working in your community, to work with those who represent you. Let them get to know you. Everybody has a place at this table. There may be tiers and levels to the tables, but everybody has a place to this table. And we all start at the bottom and we start working our way up. Obviously, I'm not the Glenn Beck and I'm not the big success in conservative entertainment. But then again, if you look at all of these people that have been in the business for years and decades, like Glenn Beck, like Bill O'Reilly, like Mark Levin, and we're going further down the toilet, then just like the John Birch Society and these other organizations that claim that their whole existence is to fight communism, and we've seen nothing but the growth of communism, I'm telling you, all of these organizations, they may be noble, they may be good people. They really are good people, but they failed. They have failed. They've failed us. They have failed the Constitution because they have not done what is the due diligence in understanding and putting these pieces together. I'm sorry to be the messenger, but I am willing to take the heat for the message. I am G.R. Mobley. I am reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. God bless, and I'm looking forward to working with you this year.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.